Welcome to Speculative Futures, where we look into the crystal ball to see future technologies and how they are impacting learning and communication and providing a brighter and better future for all. Speculative Future 1. The pen is mightier than the sword, but the voice is loudest of all. The text-based book is in decline. While still available in electronic forms that utilize images and audio to enhance the reading experience, text-based books have been surpassed by audiobooks in sales, use in education, artistic expression, and the public consciousness. The increase in the popularity of podcasts and audiobooks led to declining interest in and sales of text-based books. Audiobooks started to outsell traditional books in 2027. And in 2035, the first audiobook received the Nobel Prize in Literature. The audiobook of the future is not just the recording of the reading of the text-based book. Audiobooks are productions reminiscent of radio dramas of the past, with A-list actors often playing the parts in high-profile books. Students prefer audio-based learning and the freedom and mobility it provides them. No longer tethered to a textbook and concentrating on reading, they can immerse themselves in more content and learning while on the move or performing other tasks. The results are students who are more efficient, productive, and can multitask and express themselves verbally at the highest level. Speculative Future 2. The algorithmic church of realization is helping people realize their true potential. The church is based on total faith in and the application of a specially designed algorithm that allows followers to find their true self and live their best life. The modern era and new media brought too much choice to people. People were suffering from cognitive overload, and we saw people break down. More instances of depression, poor physical health, and many students struggled with learning. The algorithmic church of realization's core values include self-realization and healthy, happy living. When one joins the church, they surrender to having every aspect of their life tracked: sleep, food, exercise, music, and entertainment choices. This data is analyzed, and an algorithm is then applied to guide the follower through life. The algorithm makes choices for the follower based on their individual personal tastes and the mass data collected from all the other followers. Surrendering to the algorithm eliminates the stress of choice that causes so much hardship. By collecting data, the algorithm recognizes and understands the individual better than they know themselves. It recognizes patterns of behavior one does not perceive, as well as their physiology. Using this wealth of knowledge, the algorithm guides the follower to help them realize their full potential by making the correct life choices. From who should be their romantic partner, what they should have for dinner, to what movie to watch. The results? By giving over to the algorithm, followers are found to be some of the healthiest and happiest people alive. With the stress of choice removed, and the best choice always being made by the algorithm, people realize their true potential. Families that have raised their children in the church have seen their children excel in school and learning. This has been Speculative Futures. I hope you have enjoyed listening as much as I have enjoyed telling you about our bright and sunny future. Goodbye.